Dreamscape presents The Killer in the Choir by Simon Brett, narrated by the author.
Epitaph on an amateur soprano. Her final note has now been sent, her final chords undone. After life's gloom, death should present her moment in the sun. Alas, she has the worst of fates. She must in limbo stay and wait outside the pearly gates forever and a day. She's not shut out because of sin. Her virtue's plain to see. It's just she never knew when to come in and could never find the key. Chapter 1. The trouble is, thought Carol Seddon peevishly, that no one knows any of the old hymns anymore. Though devoutly anti-religious, she did have standards when it came to certain matters of British tradition, and she was strongly of the view that children should be brought up to know the basic repertory of hymn tunes that she had had to learn at their age. Carol was not a frequent visitor to All Saints Church in the village of Feathering. Lack of faith precluded regular Sunday attendance, and as a divorced woman in her 50s, she was not invited to many weddings or christenings. So it was just funerals, really. And it was a funeral that had brought her to All Saints that Thursday morning in late February. She had not known the deceased, Leonard Mallett, well, nor liked him very much. Of his professional career in the world of insurance, she knew nothing. But they had both been on the same committee which he had chaired for the preservation of...